T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, I think it's a $117 bill. They left a 74-cent tip. Oh, man. It was a New York State legislator, too, that did it. And it got online, and it went viral, and he complained about it that it did go viral. But we're talking about tips. These people work hard. Most of them do work hard. They are not responsible for the quality of the food. They are not responsible if it gets there cold. But both of those would be reflected in your tip. The tip should be how that person did their job. And somebody said to me that they once observed this, and this is like, you wonder how a server can do their job when things like this happen. You take the order, and then you got a little time before the food gets there. This person at another table adjacent to the person that told me the story said that they took out their purse and got a nail clipper and were doing their nails. They were clipping their nails on the table that the food was going to be served on. Now, how would you like to be the server coming by with your souffle or whatever you ordered among the nail display recently shorn? I don't think that would be very good. Let's go to Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Wade. How about tipping?
Well, I've got a couple things for you. Normally, I'll tip about 20%. And then if I thought the food was exceptionally good, I'll even go in and tip the cook.
Very nice. Very thoughtful.
But and then one thing that really irks me.
I go and kiss the cook. Just a little extra show of affection. Yes, go ahead.
That's really sweet.
It is.
No, what really irks me is when the server comes by and says, "How does it taste?"
Yeah, they'll say, "How is it?" And they say it every time when your mouth is full.
Well, no, the thing is, how does it taste? Well, I could have a cold or something, and
maybe it doesn't taste as yeah.
And if I'm having chicken, I'll say it tastes like steak. or I'll say, well, how is it supposed to taste?
It tastes like I'm sick and going to have a problem in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, and I've told servers, I said, damn, that's kind of the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, I'm asked how's your meal. I mean, are you happy with your meal? Not how does it taste.
That's... Yeah, well, some of them get it wrong. To a lot of these people, it's like one of their first real jobs, and so they're learning on the job. Obviously, you got to take into consideration that, and they just use the wrong words, but they always ask you that at the wrong time. I just generally point to my mouth while I'm chewing.
Yeah, that's true.
That just ends it right there. Okay, thanks, Wade. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, now, I'm not a drinker, so I don't know. You're sitting at a bar having beers or shots or whatever you're having. How much do you tip the bartender?
I have always tipped a dollar.
Just a dollar. You'll be there two
hours.
Well,
I only have a couple of drinks, so.
Oh, a couple of drinks a buck. Okay, how about you?
Well, I don't usually pay per drink, so I'd wait till the end, and then it depends if it was really quick service. If I wasn't getting passed up for somebody else, they would probably get over 20%, you know, depending on how good the drinks were.
Yeah.
But there was a texter who said something about make sure your first tip, if you are tipping per drink, is the most, and then you'll grab their attention.
You know, the one tip that I just don't do because it just annoys me is when somebody standing there with a fancy coat at the hotel entrance hails a cab for you. The cabs are in line, all right? They're in line. They're 20 yards from where you are. All he does is raise his hand, and a cab comes in there. Why should I pay him for that? I'd like to know that.
The cabs are looking at him before they look at a regular person.
Yeah,
that's why.
It makes, you know, I don't tip for that. I refuse to tip for that. I think that's ridiculous.
And to another texter who says that they've been told not to tip your rideshare drivers, whoever's telling you that is giving you some false information.
Oh, you're supposed to tip
your
Uber?
You can tip. When you leave a review, it asks, what would you like to tip on top of the review? And the tip goes directly to the driver. So that's all.
All right. I got you. Let's go to who's next? I think Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Fred. What about tipping?
Well, typically I tip 20%.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, if I got my food cold and I saw the guy who was supposed to give it to me standing there talking on the cell phone, you can imagine how much of a tip he'd get.
Oh, yeah, see, that's not right. If you got it cold and it wasn't his or her fault, that'd be different. It's the fault of the people serving and preparing the food, but not the person delivering it. But if they're just chit-chatting away, and I've seen that happen, especially with the younger people, they're just chit-chatting away and you're waiting for your food. And I like the things to time out, too, so that you're done with your appetizer and they take that away and you're ready for your main course.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you. I won't serve anything cold to you, Fred. Thank you very much. Yeah, I like that to be in order. You know, one of the best things I ever saw was I was at a birthday restaurant with a family. I'm part of the family, you know. There were 7 or 8 people there. And when it came time for this the main course, 7 or 8 servers came out with it. So we were all served at the same time. So the first one didn't have to wait until the 8th one was served. And by that time, your food would probably be cold. It all came out at once. It was served at once. We ate it at once. I think that was a very, very nice way to serve it. I wish they all did it like that. Of course, you have to have enough people on the staff. And nowadays in America, every staff has been cut to the bone. And we're not talking about just cut to the bone in the kitchen. Sandy, when my family and I had just moved to a city in Indiana, we started asking people about in our new church recommendations for restaurants to go to. We had quite a few recommendations to a family-owned restaurant, and that's where we went. The server took our waiter's order and never brought the food until after it was supposed to be there. The staff was all in a screaming match in front of all the customers. That's definitely not good. And my young daughter complained that her fish that she ordered tasted like soap, which it did. Ironically, a couple of weeks later, the restaurant burned to the ground. And no, we did not leave a tip. Signed, Ryan. Maybe it was a bad experience. Did you like our... Did you like our service? Did you like our food? If you didn't, burn down the place. No, I don't think that goes with the tipping regimen. We'll be back with more Beach & Company. Tip or not to tip? What do you do? How do you do it? And how much do you do it? On News Radio 930 WBN. You know, one thing I'm very aware of, if I'm at a restaurant that's popular and you have to wait to get seated and whatever, I eat my meal and I don't waste time. I eat it. I don't rush. But I eat it and leave. Some people just, you know, it's like they're at home. And, you know, they put slippers on and a robe and, you know, they have bedtime stories that they talk. I mean, they just waste too much time. I don't want to use up a table when my meal is done. You guys do that?
I'm with you on that one.
How about you,
Bruce? Yeah, right there with you.
Okay. Tables are money and they served you and now it's time to leave. Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN. What do you do when you get that nice chicken fried steak over barbecue in Texas?
Yeah, I'm a good tipper. I think, you know, I wouldn't mind waiting on me if I were a waiter. I don't hold people to a super unreasonable standard. I go 20-25%, typically 25, because, you know, you're out, you're in a good mood, you're having a good time.
Very generous.
Feels like the time. I don't really look for reasons to take away from that 25%. As long as you got a pleasant attitude, you laugh at a couple of my jokes, which I'm, laugh at my jokes, shoot one back at me, and we're good to go. There is one thing that will knock you down to 10% quicker than you can say the word itself.
And that would be?
If I ask for crispy bacon and you bring it to me soggy, we're done. And I know you didn't cook it, but I did ask you to check it before it got to the...
To make sure it's the right thing. I agree with you on that. That would be a real difference, too, between crispy and soggy. I would absolutely be with you on that one.
You got to be able to hold it between your index and thumb and hold it horizontally, and it better stay that way. If it flops down and give it back to the cook and tell him get to work.
Well, you're getting a little personal now, Terry, but I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. And there's good food to be served in Texas, I'll tell you that, Terry. I bet you eat out a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do it when we can. And, you know, there's other places, too. I don't know if y'all got it out there. Like, we got, you know, Alamo Draft House Movie Theater where they bring you everything. You don't even have to get out of your chair. That's another good opportunity to tip, and it seems like a pretty hard job.
Yeah. Any job that seems difficult, I try and give them a little extra if I can. Okay, Terry, thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, the way Terry was describing that bacon sounded a little out there, you know, if you get my segment. Now, I'm not a big fan of buffets. I'll tell you why. Because I want to be served. Now, if you're on a cruise, that's different. The breakfast buffet is there, and that starts the day, and they go into the lunch buffet and the dinner buffet, and they take orders, too. And you have a choice sometimes. You can sit down or you can use the buffet. But I like to be waited on if I'm eating. I like that, rather than get it myself. Because if you get it yourself, especially in a buffet, you're going to put too much of the early stuff on there. And then by the time you get to the good stuff, there's no room on the plate. Tony, you know that that's a there's an art to the buffet. And don't be fooled by the early stuff. The later stuff is better.
Are you kidding me? I wrote the book on how to eat at a buffet.
I bet you did. So do you have a plan when you eat at a buffet?
Absolutely. There are things that you avoid, things that they are going to put you out put out there.
Sure.
So that hoping that you would eat that. So
boy, this salad really looks good. And then you get
forget the salad.
Yeah.
That ain't happening at a buffet.
Exactly.
No, I have a strategy. Like, okay, I'll take this one for instance, the Seneca Buffet. I like going there. I will, and that's broken down into regions. You have your Mediterranean. You have your Asian.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's broken down,
pretty
and
cool.
I'll hit one, then the other, so I make sure I get a bit of everything. But certain things you have to know go with other things, and that's how you put
and
it together.
And desserts, which are the best part for me, usually have to put on a separate plate.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to mix them up with your mashed potatoes.
Right, you got to get a carrot cake, you got to get some pie.
Here's another tip I don't like, okay? As I said before, there's very little that I would use less or not tip at all. I don't tip the guy that hails the cab, and I also don't tip the person who brings you the orange juice as you sit down for your breakfast buffet. That's all they do. That's all they do. You go to the table, and they give you orange juice. Then you get up and go to the buffet. Now, I don't tip the person who just brought me a glass of orange juice. Because I just don't, but that's the way they do it.
We tip when we go to the buffet because they're
the orange juice guy.
No, they're you know, your drink is being refilled and your dirty plates are constantly being removed.
Well, they do that. They do that. Do you tip the just the orange juice guy?
I do not.
No, I don't either. And I love orange juice.
Yeah,
I won't go to a place that doesn't have orange juice. I like flavored pineapple orange banana is something Dole puts out that is like heaven. You think that when you die, if you go to heaven, God pours you a glass of pineapple orange banana.
That sounds good.
Oh, it is so good. It's hard to find. It's not always on the shelf. But when you find it, it's something special. Do you tip Uber and Lyft drivers? I've recently been told not to. This is something that you addressed earlier, Buzzy.
Yes, I don't know who's telling you not to. Total lies. Remember, the Uber driver only gets a little bit of what you pay for that ride. So if you tip them, they get all of that. So if they have a clean car, possibly an engine that doesn't make noise,
yeah.
You know, if it was a smooth ride, you know, if you were in a silver Honda Civic and it was a smooth ride, you know, make sure you throw a few bucks at them.
Well, a couple of years ago when I was in New York for that Hall of Fame thing, we took a couple of cabs, and I hadn't been in a New York cab in a while. First of all, it's like being in a demolition derby. It is fun. We were so tight in traffic once, our mirror clipped the mirror of another cab, and they started shaking their fist at each other and speaking in a strange tongue. So all I wanted to do is get to the airport. I didn't need an international incident there. So you have that. And the problem I had is some of those taxis are so small that I have, I'm 6'4". I have problems fitting in some of them. How about you?
I have no problems fitting in them.
you slide right into the cab?
I haven't been in a cab, I don't know, maybe since I was a little kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're in the big city, it's unless you can walk it.
Yeah, I don't travel much.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with it and don't want to use the underground, this is the way to go. We'll take a break and return. Tips. Yeah, a 74-cent tip on a 100-and-some-odd bill. A little cheesy, and that's why we're talking about it today. That's what the New York legislator did, and it went viral on the Internet. On News Radio 930 WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To tip or not to tip, that is the question, and who do you tip? Now, so far, we've talked mainly about restaurants and pizza delivery and Uber drivers and whatever, but here's a big one. Repairmen who come to your house. Say your furnace is on the fritz and somebody has to come to fix it, or you need a plumber because you have a water pipe that just burst, something like that. Anybody that comes into my home that works on anything in my home, I always give a tip because, A, I don't know how to do that myself. I appreciate their good service, and if they do good work, they get a really good tip. Do you guys tip on people that come to your house to repair things?
No, not at all.
No, okay. How about you?
It's one of those interesting things because I feel like I should, but I've been told not to so many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you not to?
I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, we won't do that. No, I always appreciate what they're doing. They're working hard as long as they're vigilant, whatever. Sometimes you don't even know what the bill is because they just send you a bill. Sometimes you pay for it right then and there, and so you know what it is. It depends on who you're dealing with there. But I appreciate fast service, and I think a nice tip is in order. But next time I call them, I want to make sure I get good service again. It's a continuing deal. But I appreciate what workers do because I don't know how to do any of it. And they do, and that's why I tip them. Let's go to Pete in Lancaster. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Pete. What about tipping? Tell me.
100% you tip the plumber, for heaven's sake. If he does good work, you're very happy.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Absolutely. I have two simple questions. Number one, do you tip the takeout person when you go into the restaurant and pick up your food? My wife insists on it. And number two, do you tip the AAA guy who jumped your battery? I say yes.
I say yes to the AAA guy, no to the pickup window. If all you're doing is picking up food and they're handing it to you, I don't think that deserves a tip. I'm with you.
Big marital problem for us. Thank you.
I'm with you. Thank you. Thank you. Hope he doesn't get in trouble with his wife. First of all, just like the tip jar at the coffee place, if I'm sitting at a table and you get out from behind the counter and you bring me a coffee and a fruit explosion muffin, which I'd like to have right now, or something like that, yeah, there's a tip. You're serving me. If you're standing behind the counter, I don't see any obligation. What am I supposed to come behind the counter and get it myself? I don't think that, I'm sorry, I don't think that's worthy of a tip.
Yeah, I'm always interested when you go to a takeout place that only does takeout, yeah. And they give you the sign with the tip line. Like, you literally just took it off the shelf and handed it to me. If this was Panera, It would be sitting out, and I could get it myself. You're just a middle person.
Yeah,
you did nothing special.
If you did something to earn a tip, you'll get a tip. If you didn't do anything to earn it, don't put the tip jar out there, because I just don't think it's right. It's not a thing to do for me anyway. Let's go to John in Lovejoy. John, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, Tony, hello, and company.
Hello, John. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to break this in two parts. I'm tipping. 42 years ago, when my wife and I got this old dumpy house here, and we were young, I was wiring a telephone. I had a phone installed, and the guy that showed up from the phone company was his last day on the job. He was retiring, so we're down in the basement together, him and I, and we're wiring stuff up, and he's showing me what to do. My wife made him breakfast: eggs, bacon. It was a great tip, and he left me all kinds of extra stuff to help wire the house.
That is nice. I've made coffee. If somebody would like a cup of coffee, I've done that.
She made him breakfast. But on the other half of this is, on Saturday morning we woke up, we looked around. It's the last day of our vacation. We go, you know, let's go on a road trip. We hopped in the truck. We drove down the coastline to Dunkirk, and then we cut down to Jamestown and over to Randolph, and we went to R&M.
Oh, did you?
And we ordered the Duke. And both our eyes popped out of our heads when we got it. and my Polish bride of 42 years wants to know, I wonder if Sandy Beach cuts his before he eats it, or he just, you know, grabs it with them two big man hands.
I try to grab it, but it's so big that sometimes I have to cut it. That's not manly enough for me, but it's so good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I knew you would if you tried it.
Everything you said it was, Sandy. And, the big Marine here, I cut it up before I ate it because it was huge.
Well, a Marine deserves a hearty burger. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, John. Wow, that's nice. I like to hear that. He's talking about R&M Restaurant in Randolph. By the way, every time I go there, I pay. I do not get anything for free, but the Duke Burger. It's on the main street in Randolph, right at the thruway exit there. It's part of a truck stop. It's an Amish restaurant, and the Duke Burger is beyond compare. It actually is orgasmic. When you take that first bite out of it, it is like, oh, man. I mean, it's like nothing else you've ever had. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. It is Beach & Company. Give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. You can also text us at 30930 or go to our Facebook page. Here is a text at 30930. Sandy, I deliver for a living for a payroll company and local pharmacy. It drives me nuts that the pizza gets tips. But not with the RX. So if somebody's bringing you medicine, they don't get a tip. And if they bring you a pizza, you do. Well, they're both delivering something to you rather than have to leave the house. I would assume that I would give a tip to anybody that delivered something. You guys both shaking your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so. And there's more and more home delivery now. A lot of the competition is in home delivery, including traditional standalone restaurants that we're familiar with going there. Now they bring it to your house, and I always like that. It's like when I'm in a hotel, I love
room service.
Ah, it makes you feel like a king, room service. and most of these cruises that we do has 24-hour room service. That means no matter what time you wake up, you pick up that phone and you call them, and maybe 10 minutes later, there's whatever you ask for. It is sinful.
But is it full menu 24 hours?
It's good enough.
Okay.
It's not everything, but it's good enough. And certainly, you know, when you're at home, you wake up in the middle of the night, and that's the best time to eat because the calories don't count. You go, oh, I can have that ice cream bar now. It's 2:30 in the morning. And the thought of being on the cruise with when they're presenting different elements of a cruise for us to make a decision on whether we want to do that one or not, or this one over here. If it says 24-hour room service, it's a pretty good chance I'm going to pay a lot of attention to that because that is good. Okay, now this one says, yeah, but you tip a bartender and you don't go behind the bar, do you? But the difference is the bartender does some work before he hands it to you. He either pours you something or mixes a drink or does something like that, and then you get it. with the tip things with donuts and stuff, there's hardly anything there to do. You just grab the bag and go. So I don't think so. All right, let's go to who would be next? It would be Joe in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Joe. What about tipping?
I was just wondering, do you tip the gas man that is at a full service gas station?
Well, the only full service I ever go to is at the Res, and no, I don't. How about you? Do you think that's the right thing to do?
Well, I got a job after I retired, and I ended up getting tips from quite a few people, and ended up having some fun relationships with some of these people. They used to, when during the wintertime, they used to bring me Tim Hortons, and during the summer, I'd get a nice big glass of iced tea from some of the people.
You know, I should do that. It's very seldom I go to the Res, but when I do, I should do it because I really appreciate not having to get out of the car. And as you said, in the winter or in a rainstorm or something like that, I think it's definitely worth a tip.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. It was a great second job after retirement.
Oh, it'd be interesting, sure. Okay, thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Remember the old days? You'd pull into a gas station. They would pump your gas. They would clean your windshield. They would check the air pressure in your tires. They would, anything that the car needed, they would do it. And that was called full service.
Yeah, I had to check oil, transmission fluid, wash the windshield, do tires like you said, and put the gas in.
Yeah, I worked at one gas station for less than a week. I told you that because at that time, foreign cars were very foreign, and you didn't see many of them. You certainly didn't put gas in many of them. And I worked at a full-service Speedway gas station right down the street from where I lived. And guy pulls in, and I couldn't find the gas, where to put the gas. He was in a Volvo. Now, at that time, there were probably two Volvos in the whole country, okay? And so I had to ask him, and he says, it's under the hood. You put the gas in under the hood. Now, I'd never heard of that before. So I lifted the hood. Oh, there it is. That's it. Sure. I undid the cap, put some gas in it. It would work, especially if it really was where it was supposed to go. That, unfortunately, was where the antifreeze goes.
Yikes.
In the radiator. They had to drain the whole thing. I was let go. I didn't make it like, I don't think I made it a month. I think it was like 2 weeks. And that was it. But you can't blame me. I was a 16-year-old kid just trying to earn a few bucks here and there. And I had never heard of putting gas in under the hood, but that's what he said. That's what I did. Let's see. How about Anna Lee? What a pretty name that is. Anna Lee, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi, Sandy.
Love your name, by the way. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, what do you have for tipping for us?
Well, my husband and I, we always tip 20, 25, sometimes 30%. It depended, you know. But I got to tell you, we went away for our wedding anniversary 1 year to a casino. I had gotten free rooms. So my husband told me, you put everything, charge everything to the room. You know, anything you buy, restaurant, whatever. So, and, you know, we did.
Sure.
And we went to this one nice restaurant on Saturday to celebrate our anniversary. And the waiter was not very attentive, okay? And then there was another table with two couples, and he was falling all over them. Well, long story short, we ordered, you know, drinks, a bottle of wine, our dinner. Everything was delicious. But when it came time for dessert and coffee, you know, he didn't come over. And finally, my husband said, you know, had to call him over because we would like coffee and dessert. So my husband and I ordered that. He brings us the dessert. It doesn't bring the coffee. And I don't know, most people, maybe they have it that way, but I like coffee with my dessert.
I do too, sure.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short, manager came over and he said, is there a problem? And my husband was very nice. He goes, I don't want anything for free. I'm just letting you know. And he told them about the waiter. Well, okay, so our weekend goes on. We gamble. We go to other restaurants. We're buying things. And come to check out, we got comped for everything.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it was over probably close to $800.
Oh, my word. Holy cow.
The whole day. Yeah, so my husband, you know, and my husband tipped. I mean, you know, he didn't, you know, wasn't chintzy on the tip or anything. He gave the guy a 20% tip.
Beautiful.
The waiter was apologetic, but, you know, so, and my husband was very, you know, adamant. He goes, I don't want anything for free. I'm just letting you know in case it happens to somebody else, you know.
Well, the waiter probably thought, you know, I serve the food, but you're here on your honeymoon. Dessert's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but anyway.
Great story. That's a great story, Annalee, and we like to hear stories like that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, can you imagine that? Comp the whole thing because of that. That's very good. Yeah, I like coffee with my dessert, too. I think that's
a must.
Yeah, most. There was another one that I was going to bring up regarding delivery to your homes or working in your home. There are times when you just don't think of it. In a restaurant, you think of tips. There's the bill. It's in your hand, and you want to know what you leave for a tip. You leave a tip. I don't think I've ever left no tip. I don't think so. There have been some that I've been not happy with. I may have left a minimal tip, but not a no tip. Because every once in a while, you know, you get a bad apple. What are you going to do? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Tipping, it's a big part of people who do that for a living. It's a huge part of their standard of living. So if they're working hard for you, you give them something nice in return and they to show that you appreciate their hard work. Because believe me, I've never been a server, but it is hard work. We're back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.